The Financial Times, to start with, reports that Tesco has been thrown into turmoil after overstating its profits. The Guardian reveals that £2 billion was wiped off the value of Britain's biggest retailer and that four senior executives have been suspended. The Daily Mail argues that Tesco is facing the worst crisis in its 95-year history after claims that directors cooked the books. The Independent claims the company seized the laptops of the suspended employees and conceded that more money may be involved. Meanwhile, in The Telegraph, David Cameron intends to put English home rule at the heart of the Tories' election manifesto. The Daily Express leads on UKIP putting a promise to abolish inheritance tax before voters in May next year. The Times says Ed Miliband will tax mansions worth more than £2 million to fund the NHS. The Metro has the case of a graphic designer who tried to kill her manipulative mum by lacing her drink with poison and so emulating a TV plotline, a court has been told. The Sun says the lovesick woman interfered with the fizzy drink because she was inspired by the plot of Breaking Bad. And the Daily Star highlights a threat to the privacy of the actress Emma Watson.